The saints which we celebrate today have much in common and yet not much in common. In fact, for a time in their lives here on earth, they were enemies. Pope St. Cornelius and St. Cyprian, Bishop of Carthage in Northern Africa. And the reason was that in the third century, when they lived and died, there was a heresy that came upon the church that said that if somebody reneged Christ, they could not be forgiven. And they would have to, if they repented, they would have to be baptized again. And of course, we know that this is contrary to the Holy Catholic faith. That once a valid baptism has been conferred on an individual, it cannot be conferred again. And that's, of course, why we have the sacrament of confession, of penance. And so, St. Cornelius was of the lax school, which in today's jargon we would be seen to be called a liberal. He believed and taught that you could be forgiven, and of course, he did not have to be baptized again. In fact, you could not be. In the meantime, St. Cyprian was of the school which many held that you could not be received back into the church unless you were baptized again. In the meantime, the Emperor Decius, around the year 250 AD, began to persecute the church savagely. And after Diocletian and Nero, he was perhaps the emperor that persecuted the church the most. And we do not know exactly how many, but perhaps hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of Catholics suffered martyrdom under him. In the meantime, both the Pope and the enemy Archbishop of Carthage were put in the same prison, and St. Cornelius reconciled to himself and to the Roman Church St. Cyprian. And then not long after that, they both were martyred, not together, but in separate martyrdoms, which served to strengthen each other, one and the other. And so today we celebrate two, which just proves that even saints can be on opposite sides at times. Even saints can be enemies at times. These who were enemies nevertheless ended their lives in complete friendship, in the holy friendship of the faith. May they and all the other saints whose feasts are today pray for us and intercede for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.